We pray for blessings. We pray for peace. Comfort for family. Protection while we sleep. We pray for healing. For prosperity. We pray for your mighty hand to ease our suffering. And all the while you hear each spoken need. Yet love is way too much to give us lesser things. 'Cause what if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? What if the seven sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're near? What if trials of this life are your mercies in disguise? Pray for wisdom, your voice to hear. And we cry in anger when we cannot feel you near. We doubt your goodness, we doubt your love. As if every promise from your word is not.
Everybody, welcome back to Keeping It Real with Cindy. I'm so glad you're here. Today we have a really special guest. I was dancing in my seat just waiting for that song to end so I could get her on. Today we have Colby Rebel. She's an international psychic medium dedicated to serving spirit, her compassionate nature and down-to-earth personality, and she means that, make you feel like you've you're talking to a friend even upon first meeting. Colby's uncanny ability to blend with the spirit world is evident in her private sessions, public demonstrations, and appearances around the world. She brings through loved ones' personality, habits, and quirks with such precise detail, it's as if they are sitting in the room with you. She is the host of a hit radio show, Live with Colby Rebel, on ubnradio.com, a weekly talk show that brings reality to spirituality with on-air readings and groundbreaking guests. Rebel is more than her name. She is a trailblazer, internationally recognized psychic medium, master spiritual teacher, author, and public speaker. Colby grew up in New Jersey, a Jersey girl, but currently resides in Los Angeles, where she opened the Colby Rebel Spirit Center in Westwood, California. Her number one best-selling book, Leap of Faith, How to Build Your Spiritual Business, serves as an all-inclusive resource for those seeking a career as holistic, metaphysical, or spiritual practitioner. Colby is a certified master spiritual teacher of both psychic and medium through Lisa Williams International School of Spiritual Development and has studied with the world's most respected teachers. She tours the country teaching others how to develop their own psychic and mediumship gifts. And without further ado, I'm going to bring Colby on. I got to find her. We've got a lot of people in here. Okay, there you are. Hi, Colby.
Hi, Colby. Cindy. How are you? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. I am so excited to have you here. I've been listening to, actually, I was over this morning listening to your coffee talk. Is it coffee talk?
Oh, yeah. Coffee with Colby.
Yeah, coffee with Colby. And you were in the mountains, and the cold part I don't like, but it was absolutely gorgeous. And I hear that was a birthday gift.
Yes. Yeah, well, the passes. Two friends chipped in and got me season passes. So it's super exciting. I took advantage of it first chance I got.
Yeah. And when you were showing us, we kept losing you. But, like you said, kind of worth it. You're in the mountains, and so reception is not going to be that good, but you tried. And so we got to see some of it. But tell us about a little bit about yourself. These guys haven't met you yet, or some of them anyway.
Well, hello, everybody. And thank you again, Cindy, for having me on. It's just amazing that you offer this platform to help listeners understand, share. It's all about us sharing our stories and our experiences because we really are here to help one another on our journeys. And
right.
For me, I had it was a crazy journey. Like most mediums, you grow up feeling odd, weird, like you don't belong. Some of us have experience with spirit at a very young age, and I was one of them. And I was really lucky, though. Like, my mom didn't tell me not to talk to spirit. She didn't tell me it was my imagination. She never stopped me. So I never grew out of it. It never left me. I wasn't thinking that you could do it as a career. I think it was just too new at that time. So I had many careers and many lives. And then in 2007, I believe it was 2007, it just really opened up to the point where I couldn't shut that door anymore.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so, you just came forward. And, I was over on your website. And by the way, guys, you need to go over there, too. It's ColbyRebel.com. She's also on Facebook under Psychic Rebel. But ColbyRebel.com, you not only have the blog and you have the radio show, of course, and a podcast, and you do all of the lives in the mornings, but you also have cool stuff over there. You have coffee mugs, and you have, stuff that she sells. She has her book, of course, and T-shirts and coffee mugs and decals and all kinds of stuff over there.
Yeah, it was really fun. I think for me, I'm very passionate about spirit, and I want to live, breathe spirit. I want to teach it. I want to practice it. I want to further my own gifts, help others further their gifts. And I'm so immersed in it. And I think when you're immersed in something you love, it comes out in all, right? Whether that's a T-shirt or a coffee mug. But mm-hmm. for me, it's just about sharing it. Like the coffee with Colby, I do that every morning at 10 a.m. Pacific time. And that is really, there's no readings, as you've seen, but it really is more of just a daily inspiration. Like, hey, you know what? You can do this. You can get through this day. Here's a little something to work on. You can make that connection. You can make a difference. But just something that says, hey, I'm on your side. Because, life can be challenging. People, they get up, they go to work, they have to pay their bills, they're scraping by, they barely find time for themselves, and when they do, they feel guilty about it. So there's so much going on that I really feel a responsibility to want to raise the vibration, like make it more positive, make it more fun, allow us to have fun without feeling so guilty about it.
Right. And, you do a good job of that, too. I've gone to quite a few of the Coffee with Colby's in the morning. And, yeah, she's very uplifting and down to earth, like you said. It's like you're so down to earth. I love that part. And she just talks to you like she, like a regular person. And I think I love that. I think we need that now, the realness.
Yeah. Yeah, I always have to be careful because, like everyone, I have a temper and I can get triggered like everyone. And it's through those experiences that we realize that we're all really the same. And it's just a matter of where we are on the journey or what did we decide to pick up, Some of us decided mm-hmm. to have kids. Some decided to get married. Some decided to get divorced. Some
right.
decided to, keep their 9-to-5 because that's what they need, but have a hobby of spirit. And others decided to forego the 9-to-5 to embrace spirit. And I don't know if one person's journey or path is really greater than another's. And sometimes people try to make that seem the case. And it's just not. It's, each and every one of us has value and brings value, but we are all capable of exploring and growing our gifts. And, Cindy, if someone is not happy in their life, if they're just not feeling fulfilled, there's always mm-hmm. something that they can do to try to bring that happiness to the table.
Always. I completely agree with that. It's kind of like I do these things where I say train the brain. And if you're in this negative place, I automatically bring something positive that I have in my life to replace that negative thought because it is up to us. It's completely up to us if we want to be happy or not be happy and not hold on to so much of the silly negativity that we're not even going to remember tomorrow.
Yeah, that's so true.
You have a book too, and your book, which I mentioned in the bio, but the book is called Leap of Faith, which, I think it's important. I think a lot of people are in fear of walking away from, the job, the hold fast job that they know will bring them in money and doing what their passion is. Now, personally for me, I kind of have learned over time because I had to walk away from my job for another reason. I had to care for my grandparents. And then I was able to pick up on my passion and follow through. And I feel like as long as I'm following that, all of these blessings happen. It's you know, you might not have an overabundance, but you always have enough. Just following your path. But I was going to ask you a little bit about that in your book. And there's a couple of things I wanted to talk to you about tonight. But one of them is what recommendations do you have for making that transition? But, you know, a little later, I think I'd like to talk, too, about how people can, ideas on communicating with spirit.
Oh, sure, absolutely. I think if anyone is considering a transition, making their own leap of faith from whatever they're doing. So, you know, we're talking about spirit, but it could be anything. Maybe you want to go into candle making or jewelry making or fashion. The most important thing is training. It's not just, there's too much out there, follow your passion. There has to be training. There has to be, if you're going to get out there and you are going to offer either a service or a product to the public, it has to be something of value, and there has to be a level of responsibility around it. I see a lot of light workers is just a general term, right, for anyone wanting to work with energy, spirit, and I see a lot of them that are super ambitious, but they didn't really do a lot of the training. They just say, oh, I've got the gift, I'm going to go out and serve. And, you know, there's a level of responsibility. If you're going to go out and teach it, you need to be responsible about what you're teaching. So I really recommend for people to take classes, follow groups. And, you know, some people will mock certifications being necessary. I mean, listen, everybody's just throwing these certifications around like crazy. There are teachers out there that are esteemed teachers, and some do offer certifications. So I would say do some research. Train under teachers that you feel drawn to. Train under teachers that have a strong reputation. Because you're going to come up with so much stuff. If you get out into the real world and you start doing readings or you start doing teachings, man, you're going to come across so many different experiences that when you have the training, that will help build your confidence. You won't get thrown off your game. And thing is, you know, you may be following your passion, but that doesn't mean that the money is going to fall from the sky either. People just think, oh, if I say yes, the money will come. No, it takes a lot of work to own and build a responsible business. And that is the hard part of it, is saying, you know, what is passion versus business? But if your passion is going to become your business, then you also need to become a business person. Otherwise, it can't succeed, right?
And right.
Because at some point, you now are the CEO of your own company. So it's important. I'm a big believer in the training. I train, I teach, and I think it's phenomenal. I mean, the natural gifts have to be there. They have to be there, but they can be honed. Your clairs, you know, the seeing, hearing, feeling, those are like muscles. And I come across so many light workers that say, oh, I'm clairvoyant, that's all I've got. And I'm thinking, well, I don't know who you've trained with, because you can absolutely open up your other clairs. They're all there to you, you know, and maybe one will be more dominant, but the more you can open up your clairs, the more of a palette you have to work with, right? It's more
right.
colors on the canvas. So I love that. And I love that we're in a society or in a place. There's a lot going on, obviously, in the world. And there's no greater time than for people to feel that they have a purpose, for people to feel that they can make a difference. And they should, they could. And sometimes people don't know how to do it. They're like, I don't know what to do. I just don't, because it seems so big, right? If you are doing paperwork at a desk, and even if that's not your happy place, it's still your paid place, and you want to do something different, you don't know how to do something different, I recommend pick a hobby first. Just start with a hobby. Like, if you enjoy playing with spirit or enjoy Reiki or crystals, play with them first. Make it your hobby first. It doesn't have to be from point A to Z, all of a sudden it's your new career. Enjoy it. And
right.
I think that that will take the pressure off of people of worrying about how, when, why. You know, it will feel more natural if they're really coming from a heart-centered place of saying, I really enjoy this. I love doing this. Now what's just the very next logical step?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And, bring, you know, talking about that, I know you guys actually, with Lisa Williams, you have that summit coming up.
Oh, yeah. So Lisa is one of my mentors, one of the teachers that I've trained with, and one of, obviously, one of my most favorite people. So she teaches this summit. This is the Intermediate Advanced Psychic Medium. And it's 12 weeks. It's online, which is really great. So people can watch videos in the luxury of their home at their schedule. Then they choose a mentor. So Lisa's got master teachers, and there's a list of them and where they're located. And so you can choose a master teacher that then would be your mentor for those 12 weeks. And then in September, you have to go to where that mentor is holding the class. Like, I'm in Los Angeles, so people would have to travel to Los Angeles and do the in-person for 4 days. But it's fantastic because you get all of that training, education that you can watch over and over, plus you get a mentor. Then you get 4 days intense in a classroom, and you get tested. So there's a lot to it. It's a lot of layers. But I'll tell you, I know for me, going through all the testing I've ever done, that's really what built my confidence in my gift, because when you're blindfolded and you don't know who's standing in front of you and you got to start going into a medium reading, and then that person has to give feedback and you don't even know, you don't have any communication with them, that really does show you the power of the spirit world. It is a beautiful thing. So
thank you so much for going, because the blog talk kicked me off. I had to call back in.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah. I was gone for a few minutes. And I got back on, and you're still talking. I'm like, yay, go Colby. You know, that happened.
Yep.
It's never happened to me where I've gotten kicked off the show, and I just was hung up on by blog talk radio.
Well, we are in Mercury retrograde, so.
I know, right? But, yeah,
yes.
It's kind of, I think it's important that people do. And I can say my husband and I have owned a company for, I guess, 35 years now. And it is a lot of hard work. It's not like it's just going to fall in your lap. You have to really work at it.
You have got to be a gardener.
Mm-hmm. And so, yeah. And, but, okay. So I'm catching back up. That kind of threw me off center for a minute when I got booted off my own radio show. So it was like, okay. But so those were great recommendations for people. And again, guys, Wayne put it in the chat room, my husband in the background, and we call him the badass producer. But it's great to have your husband in the back screening calls and doing all that kind of things for you. So thank you, honey. But yeah, I think that's really important. I'd like to talk a little bit also about how people can connect to spirit. You know, what recommendations, what you would suggest to help people to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. So are you referring to maybe people connecting to their own loved ones or people connecting to other people's loved ones?
Their own. You know, if someone's just at home, I have a lot of listeners
yep.
that have lost children and things like that.
Yeah.
And
yes.
so,
I'll tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what I say is this. If you've lost, to connect with your own loved one, and I've been doing this series. It's not out yet. It should be out soon. But really talking about grief and really helping people to understand grief so that they can move through it. So for anyone who's lost a loved one, especially a child, right? That loss is just devastating, as one can imagine. And we are looking for that connection. The thing is the number one thing I have to say is that it is so much more subtle than you realize. I think what happens is people put so much pressure on having something truly be a big move or significant for them to trust that spirit connection. Whereas with spirit, it's so gentle and it's almost a thought. Like if you're sitting in your recliner and out of the blue, your daughter who passed away at the age of 12, all of a sudden, let's say she is number 12, you see that number 12 in your head. And it makes you think of your daughter, right? That is because your daughter is connecting with you. Your daughter is already there saying, "Hey, Mom, how you doing?" And you're so, but people dismiss it. They'll see something out of the corner of their eye, or they'll hear something and they will just dismiss it. They don't give it the validation. "Oh, must have just been my imagination." And it's like, no, this is true. So a couple things. Mm-hmm. Notice synchronicities. If you're noticing a number over and over throughout the day in different circumstances, trust that connection. Trust that that is a loved one connecting with you. Or if you start to walk into a store and you hear the lyric to a song that makes you think of a loved one, that is your loved one connecting. For someone who is looking to really intentionally create that connection, one of my favorite things to do is just to listen to some soft music and really take yourself through a memory with that loved one. And really just relax and take yourself and really be as vivid and relive that memory as much as you can. And as you open up, you'll start to feel that loved one closer and closer. And just imagine him saying something to you. And it's trusting whatever they give you is your message from them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, yeah, I agree. And believe, yeah, it's to me, it's a big part of it is that word that you just used, trust. Trusting that what you're seeing, feeling, or hearing is actually them. It's them sitting there, them trying to get the message across to you. Trust.
Yeah.
Number one.
Yeah.
And
yes,
I love that.
Yeah.
And
yes.
And so I mean, that's a great piece of homework, I guess you could say, for people to sit down and try when they're alone in their house. Turn on some soft music, ask for them and pay attention to what you're getting. Even if you're, like you said, even if you're out at the store. I've heard so many stories of people that were missing their loved one, and they walk into the store and suddenly the song that was their loved one's favorite comes on the overhead system. And it's like, really? Yeah, that was probably them saying.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
I do believe it's them because, again, what are the odds of the timing of that song being on that particular day and you happen to walk into the store at that particular moment? And so I do believe that when we can recognize these little experiences as the true miracles they are, then we can really relish that our loved ones are around us. But instead, I think we're trying to say, make it bigger. It needs to be more. I'm not going to believe you unless it's this big. And we're missing it. We're missing such little stuff around us. And when I just wish that people realize how much their loved ones are around them and how much they are connecting to them. And it's hard. I mean, you miss the physical touch. You miss the picking up the phone. And we take so much stuff for granted each and every day. Each and every day we have arguments with people. We have misunderstandings. You have people lashing out on people on Facebook. And it's really silly because life is just so precious. The physical world is a very, very precious gift that we're given. And when we can honor one another and be able to laugh about things and be able to work through things and be able to unconditionally accept one another, then I feel like just in the living, we'd all be a little happier.
I agree. And, you know, it's why I play that song at the start of my shows. It's called Blessings by Laura Story, because so often I think we overlook those little things that, like, she sings about, you know, just,
yeah.
So yeah, it's, I do. I think that sometimes we feel like whatever thing has happened to us, little or big, we perceive that as being bad. And yet, for me anyway, I can, like, in the future when I, you know, a year later, something might happen that had I have not had that experience that I perceived as bad a year ago, I wouldn't have been ready for what I needed to do now.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's hard. I mean, when you're under stress or something happens and you don't feel ready or you're caught off guard, it's not
mm-hmm.
fun.
It's,
you know, it's not fun, but you're right. It's how do we work through that experience? And when, even if it feels like the deepest, darkest point, when you can really try to find that silver lining, when you can really try to sort out what's the lesson or what's the purpose, what can I do from this? And I know for me, when I was doing taxes, I mean, there was two very distinctive things, but the last time I worked for someone and did taxes, it was, you know, he was bringing me in and saying, you know, I need more. And I was just a freelance person at the time. I was not an employee. And he was like, I really need more. And I knew I couldn't give him more. And so he was expecting for me to say, all right, I'll give you more. And instead I says, well, all right, you deserve more. Here's my 2-week notice. And
mm-hmm.
it wasn't planned. I didn't plan it. But I was just sitting in the moment, and Spirit was like, you're done. And I'm like, no, 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 no. And Spirit's like, you're done. And I'm like, let's,
mm-hmm.
that was it. I was done. And then I literally wrote the book within 3 months. I sat down for 15-hour days because I wanted to pour out as much tax knowledge and business knowledge as I could, because I knew I wouldn't always remember it. So I was like writing and writing and writing because I wanted to do that to have it help other people. Because up until my book came out, that book, there were no books out there helping light workers with the business side of things. There really wasn't any sort of reference for them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That
and
came from me saying goodbye.
Yeah. And, you know, truly, you're right. If in anything that you're going to do, there's a business side that you have to work at, and it's not easy. You know, when you're working for someone else, you have an 8-hour day. When you're working for yourself, initially, it's going to be a lot more. And yet, if you're passionate about it, it doesn't feel like work.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, I used to put in 80-hour weeks when I did public taxes, which is just insane. I mean, that was a lot of work. And, you know, to get at an office at 7 in the morning, to not leave till 11 at night, and to work 7 days a week, it was really excruciating. And yet when I look at what I do now with the classes and the teaching and seeing clients, because I do readings, I put in way more hours than that. But
mm-hmm.
I love it. I mean, I sit there. I mean, you know, Spirit's my friends. I made new friends,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so you're right. When you're doing something you love, it is more inspiring. And I will say this, too, for anyone on your journey. So whether it's you looking to connect with your own loved one, or you're looking to advance and hone and develop your gifts, there's always going to be times when you feel discouraged. There's going to be times when you feel that you've either hit a plateau or sometimes you feel a little sadness. I just want to encourage you, like, that's normal. Don't think that you're not supposed to have these vibrational changes. That's absolutely part of our growth. It's part of our expansion. And so don't perceive it to be a setback. Just kind of say, all right, it's me wiggling out of the old shell. Let me get into the bigger shell. That's
mm-hmm.
really what
mm-hmm.
it's like.
Yeah, and so true. I mean, I've been doing this radio show mostly on, for, 8 years now. And there have been times I've felt all of those emotions that you just brought up. You know, okay, should I stop doing this? Should I take a break? Should I, you know,
yeah.
I think as long as we're human, we're all going to have those different emotions when we're doing almost anything. And that includes this, what you might call light work. And so, yeah, I couldn't agree more. Actually, right now, I think we're in a Mercury retrograde, and I was like in a little bit of a funk. I usually just pull up my bootstraps when that happens, and that's what I had to do, just pull up my bootstraps and keep going forward, take my mind off of, you know, all of those things and put it into something that I'm passionate about, and it changes your whole outlook, your whole perspective. And you might have to do that over and over again, especially when you first start. But, you know, another thing is don't, and this is like a touchy subject, so if you don't want to talk about this, it's okay, but we're always going to have some people around us that are going to be our naysayers. And so what do you say about the naysayers that are, you know, putting you down instead of uplifting you?
There's naysayers at every level. So I think even when you start to first play with your gifts, you're going to have people in more of your immediate circle that are going to be the naysayers, right? Maybe it's family
mm-hmm.
members, friends. And there's a few reasons. Some could be a difference in belief system. Some could be that they feel threatened that you're going to leave them or that it's getting too woo-woo for them, whatever. But always know it's coming from a place of fear, right? Now,
right.
You still have those naysayers. I mean, I have naysayers all the time that, you know, that will, they may love this work, but they don't love the way I do it. And it's like, you can't help that. You know,
right.
We spend way too much time and energy looking to others for approval. And when you work from your heart, you know, I say work from your heart, because when you work from your heart, then your heart's centered. And at the end of the day, you're going to feel very good and pure. And there are going to be people who love it and resonate and connect. Those are your people. And it's
your tribe.
And I just try. Yep. And I try not to feed into the naysayers. Like, I saw someone else, another light worker that does this work, and someone had made a really a negative comment about her or her work or something, I forget, but she went into defense mode of trying to defend her work. And to me, why? You're just feeding that energy, you know? Just
exactly.
Do your thing, because your people are going to love you. I'll tell you. I would have never thought that coffee with Colby, I was like, you know what, I'm going to do it just to connect with people and let them know we're all in the same boat here. And I've been doing it for over a year now, and it really, you know, just every morning, 10 a.m., and I will tell you the amount of love that I get from doing that. It is beautiful and amazing. And so whenever something comes along and you're going to have someone who wants to poo-poo on what you're doing, you know, you don't energy. No, I don't care. Even if it has to do with this work or not, you know, because if people can't be more flexible and understanding and open, then they probably don't really need to be in your life anyway.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't agree more. And I think if you just, if you like you said, just don't give them any energy, move forward in what you're doing, and you know, not do that defensive. What are you fighting against? Yourself when you do that.
Yeah. So, well, it's hard though, because you know, like people who do this work sometimes, you know, they question themselves. They've had to face a lot of controversy and had to work through a lot of personal stuff to kind of get to their own acceptance. So mm-hmm. they want to prove it to someone. Of course I deserve to be here. But I say, you know, do what you do and do it with love and you know, be as kind as you can. We can all get triggered. We can all have days when we're a little more snappy than others. That is what it is. I mean, we can all work as hard as we can to be our best, highest versions of ourselves. But even when you slip up, even when you have a real human moment that you're not real proud of, that doesn't define who you are. You can change. You can be the best that you can. And as long as you're doing the best that you can, every single person, I believe, has good intentions. So as long as you're doing the best you can, don't let those naysayers decide your path.
Right. Exactly. And I couldn't agree with this more than I do. It's like I may just feel like you just need to move forward and let things be. Just follow your passion in your heart and keep going. And, you know, just brush it off your shoulder in a way. I also, while we're here, I wanted to let everybody know that after the show, as usual, I'll be putting up Colby's links, so both to her Facebook wall and to her website. And I know she's got some stuff going on. It's not just she's working with this summit with Lisa, but you have things going on all the time, and they usually fill up really, really fast. I just heard you say something, if it wasn't today, it was yesterday, about having some workshop or something that was 100 people, and it's almost full already. So if you see something on Colby's website or on her Facebook wall that you want to do, my recommendation would be to jump on it because it goes just in the snap of the fingers. It's like really quick. So, yeah. But I wanted to see, would you be okay with just doing a couple of readings at the end of the show here?
Yeah, sure. If they're quick readings and they have a question or a connection that they know they want, that would make it easier for us.
Okay. And I'll tell you, I've got quite a few callers, but I'm going to ask each caller to limit it to one question because we don't have a whole lot of time here. So let's keep it as short as possible. And Wayne has pre-screened, my good old husband in the background. So I've got... So I know there's one here that says she wants a general reading, and so I hope she has a question if we get to her. But our first caller is Valerie, and she wanted a psychic reading. And so, Valerie, you're live on the air with Cindy and Colby Rebel, but can you give us a specific question for Colby, please?
Yes, I can. Hi, ladies.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. So what is your question? And then I'll tune in and tell you what I'm getting.
Okay. I'm not going to go with the work because that was canceled. So I want to look at the love situation. When do you see that coming in?
Okay. So, and your name is Valerie. Is that right?
Yes.
Is that right? Sorry. Can you give me a yes?
Yes.
Yep. Okay, thank you. So, Valerie, what I'm feeling, though, is I have to tell you, I am feeling a past relationship, so either a divorce situation or something where this was a long-term spouse and it was gone back and forth, and just it took a lot of years off of you, and I feel like you've been single now for a few years, but a lot of that has just been kind of healing. A lot of that has just been kind of growth and figuring out who you are again. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, I figured out who I am.
Right? Okay. And
yes.
I do feel like, yes, and I feel like what's happening is you got a little busy. I feel like you got a little sidetracked in the last year, maybe kind of investing in other areas of your life. But in 18, I do feel like you're much more focused on bringing in that partner. I do feel like you are going to bring in this person. And honestly, I do feel like it can be this year. I just need you to be even a little more outgoing. So, you know, there's just a little bit of a protectiveness that you do, right? It's, you're kind of that no BS person. But what I want you to do is just remember that flirt technique. Remember those days? I want you to give a little smile, because sometimes I feel like people don't realize how friendly you are.
Okay. I usually smile quite a lot.
But it's about flirting. I want you to flirt more, honey, because I feel like this person is coming in this year, and I feel like it doesn't even feel like this person. It feels like this person is around you somehow. So even in your circumstances, you know, it doesn't feel like this person is very far, either time-wise or anything. So what I want you to do is really start to kind of keep putting yourself out there. But I do feel like this connection is, and I feel like this is going to be a taller person, like a bigger person. It just feels like he's going to offer this sense of, like, security for you, which is really kind of nice.
Oh, yeah, it is. That would be great.
Yeah, and I just feel like he feels very casual, laid back. I don't know why football comes up. I don't know if this guy ever played football, but he's a little bigger like a football player, which is, I don't know, I kind of like it. I think it's a nice physical match for you.
Is it long-term?
This person feels long-term, yes. Yeah, this doesn't feel like someone you date a couple times. This feels definitely long-term.
See it by the summer.
No.
Well.
Nope, but I said this year, so you don't have to wait too much longer.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Well, thank
You're
you,
welcome.
Valerie, for calling. Thank you so much. And I'm going to do one more caller and that's it. And then, so guys,
okay. This
will be the last caller for today. I just wanted you to get a taste of Colby's readings. And so, I'm pulling on, and I'm hoping I'm right here. Is it Dion?
It is. Thank you for taking my
call. Okay, Dion. I know you said general reading, but we need a specific question and only one,
just
please.
Just something, yeah. Yeah, if you just have Aaron.
No, I have a specific question.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So I suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder,
mm-hmm.
and I've been doing really good trying to get that cleared up. But I just did an episode with one of my friends that I haven't talked to in a long time, and mm-hmm. I just want to know if that person understands what their feelings are. I don't know. I want to always try to reconnect with the person, but it doesn't. I don't come off that way. I don't know. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, are you saying you're not sure if that person understands what they mean to you, or that they understand why you had a situation?
Both, really. Both. Like, I really do care about my friend, but I just have these episodes.
Yeah, yeah. What happens, though, is so I feel like your friends, you know, I feel like for some reason they feel like they needed you and they feel a little alienated, right? Or like they weren't heard. So, and I know it's difficult for you to be there, but, you know, Dion, at this point in time, if you need to take care of yourself, right? And it's important for you to watch your own health and your own well-being. And you can just tell your friend, listen, I'd love to be there for you, and I would love it, but I need to take care of my own health because I can't handle the emotional triggers that start to happen. And so I feel like your friend doesn't fully understand what happened. So, you know, and I'm not feeling that they're going to be super open to hearing it. Maybe just give this a little bit of time and then try to reach out again and just say to them, I just need you to know that this is not about you. This is really about me and me trying to get over and deal with my own stigmas and my own triggers in order to have healthy, balanced relationships.
That's very good advice. Thank you.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
And Dion. Yeah, and I'm, you know, you're doing a good job, Dion. You're doing a good job. I just don't think that this person's real clear about their own stuff. They just don't feel like they're real clear about where they are. And so, you know, I don't want you to put all that responsibility on you to figure it out for them, especially when you're doing your own healing.
That makes sense.
Okay. Okay.
Thank
good.
You.
Thank you. Thank
You're
you
welcome.
So much, Dion.
You're welcome.
Thanks for the call. And, yeah, that was great advice. It's sometimes it is. I think sometimes, especially if you're empathic, we take on not only our own feelings but other people's feelings. And we're almost out of time, but, I think that's a big thing nowadays. We're looking for approval, but if you're empathic, you're taking on not only your own feelings, but the other person's.
Yeah, and for Dion, it's a situation where whomever she's talking to, it's that situation is she's making it feel like she's not enough, Dion. But she is enough. But it's one of those things she can't fix it for the other person. Like the other person, so she has to look at whether or not that's even a healthy relationship for her to be in at the moment. And Valerie, I do love me some Valerie. I love Valerie. I was like, oh, you're going to find the guy this year. Okay, but by summer? Like, that's three months away.
It's
so cute because you can feel her, you can feel her ready. You can feel her heart she's finally ready to bring in this person. And I just but she's a strong woman. You can feel that.
Mm-hmm.
She's strong. She's beautiful. She knows who she is. So we just, I think she's going to start to see that. I feel like this person's around her. I don't think that they're too far from her. So I'm hoping and excited to see that bud for her.
Yeah. And again, everybody, just so you know, you can find Colby at www.colbyrebel.com or on Facebook at Psychic Rebel. If you just put that into the search engine, I will have those links on Facebook at Keeping It Real with Cindy so that you can find them with ease if you prefer. But Colby, thank you so much for coming to the show tonight.
Oh, I really, you know, Cindy, thank you for the invitation, and I really appreciate it. And you can just tell by the people calling in, you have a very loving, loving audience. And so I'm truly grateful that they took the time to listen to me.
Yeah.
And so thank you for all
of the wonderful advice, especially when it comes to transitioning from a regular job to a passion job. And I think that was excellent. And something that we've never had on the show, by the way, too. We've never had anybody talk about that. Just like you said, the book, which again is called Leap of Faith, is the first of its kind. This is the first time I've ever had this topic on the show, too. So thank you for that.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And I hope, you know, maybe someday in the near future, when does this summit start?
Oh, the summit starts in June. So we're taking applications now, and people just have to, if they want me as the mentor, they just have to choose Los Angeles. But the applications are being taken in June, and the applications are being taken now. The summit starts in June, at the end of June, and then the 4 days intensive is in September.
Okay. And so if any of you have thought about taking classes on this, now's your time to go over and fill out the application and turn that puppy in and get it in there.
Yeah.
And I would love sometime, and you know, I've had Lisa, and well, this goes way back, for her first, very, very first class that she ever had. I had her and a bunch of the teachers, I think there was five of them, on the show. And we talked about the summit. Yeah, the summit back then. And I would be more than willing to do that again if you guys wanted me to, just putting it out there. And one last thing that I forgot to bring up is Colby also has a spirit center, and that's in California too, right?
Yeah, it's just a small space right in the heart of L.A., and we do a Sunday service there that we stream online. So the second Sunday of the month, if you join the group, it's Colby Rebel Spirit Center. It's a group. Mm-hmm. It's a public group. And we stream the service. So if you're looking for a spiritual service and there's not one in your area, just watch us. And if you're in L.A., come out and join us. Come in person. But for anyone, you know, if you're in New York, I'm going to be at Lilydale teaching. I have a class in Philadelphia coming up that I'm teaching. So getting out and about there. So you can always go to my website or to see what I'm up to. My Facebook always has what I'm up to.
Yeah.
I'm
so
much better
see,
on
I
my
saw
Facebook.
That. Yeah. I mean, you've got so much on your plate. It's just amazing to me, but like the Energizer Bunny, but again, thank you so much for being here, Colby. I really, really appreciate that you took the time to do this for us and hope to have you back someday.
Oh, thank you, Cindy. Thank you. And thank you, Wayne, for holding up the fort. And thank you so much to your listeners, Cindy. So you have a great night.
You're so welcome. You too, Colby. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay, guys. And so, you know, the end of the show, I'm going to talk about what's up and coming. And up and coming, we have Leanne Thomas next Tuesday, which is April 3rd. Kay Fallstrom will be with us on the 10th. Then we're going to do a para show, actually, a paranormal show, with Corrine, Renee, and Shelby, and myself on the 17th. I have Marianne DeMarco on the 24th. And then on May 1st, I have Melissa Kubelis. Anyway, thanks for joining tonight. And, you know, I normally end the show with a local Key West musician's music. But today I'm going to do something a little different. And I'm doing this song for everybody out there that has been touched by cancer in any sort of way, whether it's your relative, yourself, whomever. My sister was one of those people, so was a lot of people in my family. My sister actually is in almost to her 5-year remission, and that's why I chose this song for tonight, but I'm putting it out there to all of you. With that, I'm going to play a song just for all of the cancer victims are people that have been touched by it, and I'm going to say good night. I love you guys. Thank you for being here. Without you, I wouldn't have a show. See you next week.
I was diagnosed in May of 2006.
April 15th, tax day.
That when you're diagnosed with cancer, everybody around you is diagnosed as well.
At that point, you realize just how much someone means to you.
All I wanted to do was to live, to raise my children.
She dropped the phone and burst into tears. The doctor just confirmed her fears. Her husband held it in and held her tight. Cancer don't discriminate. Care if you're just 38, with 3 kids who need you in their lives. He said, I know that you're afraid, and I am too, but you'll never be alone, I promise you. When you're weak, I'll be strong. When you let go, I'll hold. Yeah.
husband was so supportive.
He just looked at me and said, you know what, it's going to be okay.
And there was my dad sitting on the little bench.
We've always just been this team.
And he just said, I wanted to be with you.
My sister moved in with me.
And like tripping over my niece and my sister.
It was wonderful to know that I had a support system.
They always loved on me and never made me feel like a burden.
She made it through the surgery fine. They said they caught it just in time. But they had to take more than they planned. Now it's four smiles and baggy shirts to hide what the cancer took from her. And she just wants to feel like a woman again. She said, I don't think I can do this anymore. He took her in his arms. That's what my love is for. When you're weak, I'll be strong. When you let go, I'll hold on. And when you need to cry, swear that I'll be there to dry your eyes. When you feel lost and scared to death, like you can't take one more step, just take my hand together, we can do it. I'm
later, here we are.
I'm lucky. I have a family that is incredibly supportive.
This was my safe haven. It was like, you know, God and angels right there with us.
I appreciate all of my caretakers that took so good care of me, and that was you, Daddy.
You know people love you in your life, but you don't know how much until you get sick.
My wonderful set of friends that would rally around me at any given moment.
Just that people would give up their life and their time to stay with you.
Somebody loved me through this, and I'm going to love somebody else through it. And that's what we have to do for one another.
I'm going to love you through it.